Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at tomhartman.com.
Greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you, and it's the first hour of our Wednesday program, so it must be middays with Mark. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us. He is the co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He represents the state of Wisconsin brilliantly. His website, pocan.house.gov. And you can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan, M-A-R-K-P-O-C-A-N. Congressman Pocan, welcome back.
Hey, Tom. It's good to be here.
It's great having you with us. So I'm wondering what you're seeing. We've got the FCC. Apparently in the Senate, they've got enough votes, enough Democrats signed on to do a resolution of disapproval, which under the Congressional Review Act could nullify Ajit Pai's destruction of net neutrality. I don't know how that's going to play in the House. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. You've got DACA, you got the border wall. There's a bunch going on in your world. Bring us up to date. What are your thoughts on all this stuff?
I'll try to give you four subjects, if I can, quickly, because I know we want to get calls in. Clearly the FCC decision. I think this is one where we can get bipartisan support, and we should really put people pressure on members of Congress and the Senate. When I had contacts, it was over 6,400 contacts against the decision they made. No one who supported it, and I haven't looked at the numbers in the last week to 10 days, but it was huge numbers. Republicans are getting those numbers, too, because it's not a decision that helps anybody other than people at the telecommunication company executive offices. So I think that's positive, and I'm glad that we've got that going in the Senate, and let's make sure we make a lot of organizing around that. DACA, you know, we're waiting to see the president. You know, he seems to go hot and cold all the time, you know, saying he wants an $18 billion wall and trade, and originally he didn't want anything, and now, you know, we're in negotiations on the continuing resolution to keep government open past the 19th. So we'll see what happens, although that might be punted for yet another month, Tom, because you know Congress doesn't like to actually do the things we're supposed to.
Well, at least the Republicans in Congress, I would say.
Republicans in Congress, the leadership, absolutely. I mean, it's I use the word pathetic that, you know, they're in charge of everything and they still can't govern. We plan on around the country. House Democrats will be doing a lot on Saturday around the GOP tax scam. I'll be doing a Facebook Live town hall myself on my Facebook page. But we're going to have events around the country letting people know exactly what's in this bill because it's a terrible, terrible bill that's not going to help the middle class. It's really great for the top 1% and for corporations and for foreign corporations, but not so much for real people across the country. And I think the last thing I'm trying to add, and it's a whole bunch of things that happened around election stuff, but the top one you saw today, Darrell Issa is not running for re-election. Earlier this week, Ed Royce from California, not running for re-election. He's a chair of a committee, one of six committee chairs on the Republican side, not running for re-election. We saw the Kobach Commission disband because they can't prove voter fraud, even though they've been doing their darndest to try to do it. You and I both know it simply doesn't exist. Even PolitiFact said they gave me a true, and I said you're more likely to get struck by lightning than commit in-person voter fraud. Mm-hmm. North Carolina, a case around gerrymandering, making them redraw congressional lines. Case in Ohio on voter purging, the Senate Dems on Russia involvement in the election, a lot of election stuff going on right now. And, you know, that's some of the stuff I'm looking at and following, Tom.
Yeah, yeah, it's remarkable. You know, there's all this talk about Russian interference in the election, and one piece of that is the speculation that a foreign government, in this case it's Russia, could have hacked into our voting machines and our voting tabulators, particularly the tabulating computers, and altered the outcome of the election. If the Russians could do this, so could, to paraphrase Donald Trump, a 400-pound guy in his basement right in Cleveland. Why are Republicans not concerned about that?
Well, and that's the thing. I think part of it's the politics of the whole issue of collusion. They're trying to, you know, look the other, everyone should look the other way, and they're even trying to still, I think, many of them disband the Mueller investigation, which I think is, you know, showing how desperate they are and how much they're in trouble in 2018. But, you know, we've introduced the bill, and we've talked before in your program, the Voter Roll Integrity Act, which would address a lot of those concerns about how to make sure that we're protecting our election systems, considering them part of our critical national infrastructure, making sure that everything from voting companies to others have additional protections in place. And we would love to see that get passed. We'd always love to have more sponsors. So, you know, it's one that I know when we talk about interstate cross-check and things like that, this addresses many of those issues. It's H.R. 3091, and if people would reach out to their member of Congress and ask them to sign on, that would be very helpful.
Great. Anything else on your plate, or shall we pick up calls?
Why don't we take calls? Callers always have great issues coming
up. There you go. Okay. Roger in Richmond, Virginia. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, my name is Roger Young, and I just want to hear what you guys have to say, Congressman Pocan or Tom. What will the Chinese, how will that affect America if Chinese trying to stop buying American treasury and bonds?
It's a good question.
I think it would have a huge impact, right, because they own so many. You know, it's interesting how we work and treat China. I've always been more of someone who wants to go through diplomatic channels than military channels in general. But, you know, just how we're treating China, as much as we really need to have a good relationship with them right now when it comes to North Korea, because so much of, you know, the North Korean economy goes through China, we need to have better relationships. And, you know, just on the floor yesterday, they had a couple resolutions kind of, you know, just poking at China on different issues. And, you know, the White House is hot and cold, sometimes within only, you know, a couple days of how they treat China. And, you know, I do get concerned because we have to have a working relationship with especially countries like China. And with what's going on in North Korea, I can't imagine a better time to try to make sure we're working closely with them.
Yeah. Russell in Hickory Hills, Illinois, listening to WCPT. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, yeah, Mr. Pocan, it's nice to talk to you. How come you Democrats ain't screaming about offsets for this $18 billion he wants for the wall? Like, take it out of the military. Remember Sandy? When it hit New Jersey, that's all they screamed about was offsets, offsets, offsets. Can't you guys bring that up, say, let's take it out of the military, we're not going to give you the $18 billion? What do you say to that?
Well, Russell, we're a step before that even. We're not giving you $18 billion, period. We don't care where you get it from. We don't want a wall. So I think that's probably why you're not hearing us talk about offsets, because we're still saying we don't need to waste money, period, on a wall. And I think that's been a very strong position across almost every single Democrat that we have. So, you know, why go down to his rhetoric? He said Mexico is going to pay for a wall. He's already got us paying for a wall. We don't want a wall, and we haven't changed our position. So we're staying strong on that, and we're still trying to fix the DACA problem that was created by Donald Trump, because I think that's our more pressing issue right now.
Yeah, we're just a little less than a minute before we hit the next hard break. On that issue, wouldn't a more effective way of preventing people from illegally entering the United States be to start throwing employers in jail for hiring people who are not U.S. citizens? It seems to me, I mean, that's how the law was prior to 1986 when Reagan stopped enforcing that provision. And that's when, you know, prior to that, you had, you know, 500,000 to 750,000 people coming into the country every year around picking season, but then leaving the country after picking season. It was mostly in California. But people started staying when Reagan stopped putting largely white, wealthy employers in jail.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so many other things that would actually be dealing with the problem they say that we need to deal with rather than building a giant wall.
Yeah, it seems to me like we have an illegal employer problem, not an illegal immigrant problem. And I've been saying this for a long, long time, and it just, you know, like, and weirdly, I mean, there are Republicans who agree with me on that. Anyhow, we're hitting a break here. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman program, taking your calls for the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan in just a few minutes. You can find his website at pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan, R-E-P-M-A-R-K-P-O-C-A-N. And we'll be right back. It was a great show today. Congressman Mark Pocan for the first hour. Tamara Todd, the director of the Office of Legal Affairs of the Drug Policy Alliance, talking about Jeff Sessions and marijuana and all this sort of thing. Plus, has the Me Too movement gone too far? Fascinating conversations. Check it out. And if you want to hear the whole show, all 3 hours commercial free, check out our podcasts over at TomHartman.com. And you could check out also our shorter podcast over at iTunes.